but yeah.
And I appreciate you. One of the things I've really found to be hospitable is the way in which your congregation translates into English if I'm ever there. It makes me feel a part. And so I appreciate you. Just do the best, you know, thank you. I'll talk slow.
Okay.
As though that were possible. I'll do my best. We've been in a sermon series related to mistakes worth making. From a particular perspective, these decisions look like mistakes, but I believe from the perspective of God, they're not. So we're going to talk about three stories. We're going to talk about the story of Esther first. So the book of Esther is in the Old Testament. The Israelites are exiles. Slaves, essentially. And Xerxes is the Persian ruler that is overseeing these Israelites. Esther is an Israelite, but Xerxes found her to be so beautiful, he made her one of his wives.
Can you repeat that again?
Sure. Esther is an Israelite. But Xerxes, the Persian ruler, found her to be so beautiful, he made her one of his wives. At this point, Xerxes' commander wants to destroy all of the Israelites. So if you're an Israelite, you're in danger. The one person who might be able to stop this is Esther. But for her to go to Xerxes and make this demand means that she will most likely be killed herself. If she keeps her mouth shut, she's safe. It's only if she speaks out that she's in danger.
Mordecai,
her cousin, an Israelite, says, maybe you were put in this position for just this time, such that you might be able to serve the Lord.
Amen.
From a lot of different perspectives, Esther going to Xerxes looks like a mistake.
Esther aqui anda com Xerxes e enchi da cabeça.
Keep your mouth shut, girl. Stay alive. The odds are you're going to go to Xerxes, and not only will the Israelites still be killed, but you'll be killed too. Her decision to stand up for the Israelites, for the oppressed, for the voiceless, is a mistake worth making. So I want to talk a little bit about risk. Because if you're going to follow Jesus, he's going to ask you to take lots of risks. But I think those are risks worth taking. So I want to tell you a second story. I just finished a great book. It's called The Underground Railroad. It's historical fiction. It is harrowing the situation that American slaves were in. African slaves in America. They were treated brutally. And so many would try to flee. But if you were a slave running, it meant your life if you got caught. It's an incredible risk. We can learn a lot from that courage. They ran, they organized, they found ways to create an underground system to freedom. And they had help from free folks. Free folks in the same position as Esther. If you're free, stay out of it. Nothing happens to you. You're safe. Get involved. If you get caught, that's your life and your family's life. As I read the book, I really hope I'd be one of the people that got involved. It seems like a risk worth taking. But I'm not sure I would. Let me tell you a third story. Many of the people who worship in the Swahili congregation came here as refugees, fleeing a very dangerous situation. I think they would rather be in their home country. But with violence and instability, they had to flee. I think we can learn a lot from their courage. I think we can learn a lot from the risks that they took. I think we can learn a lot from their faith. The way in which they show up every Sunday to praise God. Teach us. Teach us. I can only hope that I would be like Esther. But you've shown yourselves. There is a global underground railroad with thousands of people in refugee camps who are looking for some place to go. I'd really like to join the charge to find a place for them to be safe. I want to be willing to take that risk. I want our country to be willing to take that risk. I want families to be reunited. I want those without stable homes to have homes. I want those without a safe place to live to find safety. Help us. Teach us how to do that. I want to listen and I want to learn. I believe that those that fled during the Underground Railroad provided salvation to those free folk who helped. They were providing the salvation, giving them an opportunity to stand up for what was right.
Na
And I need to be saved. So here's what I think this might mean in our everyday lives. I have to take the blessings that I've been given and that we have been given. And we give them away. So I have to take my safety and give some of it away so that others might be a little more safe. And I have to take my power and I have to give it away so that some other people might be a little more empowered. And I have to take my voice and I have to give some of it away so that others might have a little bit more voice. This is how we risk. These are mistakes worth making. But it's going to cost us something. But I want to be like Esther.
Amen.
So each of you in this moment, right now, in this room, the Holy Spirit is asking something of you. And I don't know what it is. But it's not going to be safe. And it's not going to be easy. And it's not going to cost you nothing. What the Holy Spirit is asking is that you are willing to take risks, and it might be something like, quit your unjust job. It might mean, go to counseling. It might mean, get out of your comfort zone and make new friends. God's asking something of each of us. I pray we're up to taking the risks worth taking. Let's pray. Give us courage, Lord. Give us strength. Help us to spend time listening to your call, to your spirit, and then following where you would lead. Help us to take risks for the sake of others, that we might demonstrate your love. You want to ruin us for the good. You want to dismantle our comfortable lives that we might be saved, really free, to follow you, to follow Esther into the darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand for our closing song.